Hey guys, welcome back to another week of Get Packing. I've been in Australia for a month now, which is crazy to say. I have a lot of random bullet points that I want to touch on this week, but the main thing I want to talk about is my new job and how that's going and everything. I have my own little private area, which is really nice. So I have like my own room and bathroom that's kind of separate from the rest of the house, and separate from like the other bedrooms and stuff, which is really nice. I also have a pool. I haven't used it yet. The weather's been kind of like going back and forth between being cold and being warm and stuff. I also have a tennis court. I did hit a few tennis balls by myself the other day. They have like a just like a wall that you can hit on, which is really nice. One of the biggest things that's not super great is the location, because I have to take a train for like 45 minutes to get into town and to hang out with everyone, but I've just decided that I'm gonna have to do that because, yeah, I'm gonna get sad if I don't go and see my friends. So yeah, it's been nice. I've been here almost a week now. Wow, that's crazy. Can't believe it's been almost a week. And yeah, the kids are on school break, so I don't have to really do too much work yet. I've just been starting to cook a little bit. So if anyone has any cooking tips, specifically cooking for children, that would be great, because, yeah, I'm decent at cooking, but I haven't ever had to cook that much, besides, like, for myself. And, yeah, now I have to cook for two kids and myself and the dad, so, yeah, let me know if you have any tips for cooking. I'm gonna mostly keep the work updates to, like, my own personal experience, and not talk about, like, the family too much, because obviously it's their privacy. But anyway, yeah, once, the kids go back to school, like, my days will be taking them to school in the morning, and then I'll kind of be off while they're at school, unless I need to go grocery shopping, at the beginning of the week, and then I'll pick them up from school and, like, play with them, do homework, all that jazz, and then make dinner, and, yeah, that's pretty much it. And then I will have weekends off, so that's nice, and I just have to cook, like, about 4 times a week, and the rest of the time I'll just be, like, you know, takeout or whatever. But yeah, should be good. I'm really, liking the family so far. Oh, and another thing that's been sad is, like, it's very different compared to the hostel. Like, at the hostels, I had a lot of friends around all the time. And now it's, like, just me. And also, because they're on school holiday, it's been a little different than normal, because they've just been out doing stuff. So it's been a little bit lonelier. And one question that I got asked on my Instagram was, how do I cope with feeling lonely? My first thought was gonna be, I don't, but that's a lie. I do, cope with it pretty well, I feel like, but I honestly just force myself to, like, make plans with people, and even if it's, like, uncomfortable for me to reach out, like, I just do it, and I just, like, take the train into the city and whatever. So, yeah, that, and then I finally went on a run this morning, and surprise, surprise, I felt so much better. I feel like this is a universal thing where, like, we all know that exercise makes us feel better, but then we just, like, don't do it. And then when we do do it, we're like, oh shit, this actually works. So anyway, I would say exercising and forcing myself to make plans with people, and also, like, texting and calling people back home. And honestly, also posting, like, on my Instagram story or, like, my close friends, and just, like reaching out to people that way, or like having people like comment back to me, is nice. So yeah, I don't know. I'll have to keep coming up with things to keep me from being lonely. But honestly, just to be completely transparent, I have been struggling a little bit. But I actually felt a lot better today. I've just been like really in my head, I guess, and like I think I'm about to start my period too, so I've just been like emotional and like in my head, and yeah. But I think starting my day with a run today like really helped me get all my feelings and thoughts out, which is good. But yeah, I feel like every episode I'm sad about something, so sorry about that, but I just like to be transparent about it because I don't know. I think it's important to like not pretend like everything is going perfectly, and like especially with traveling, it kind of frustrates me that like there's a misconception, I guess, about like, oh, it's gonna be the best thing you ever did. It's gonna be super easy. It's gonna be super fun. It's gonna be like, I don't know, no struggles at all. And like I feel like that's also why I was so naive going into it and like thinking that everything was gonna go perfectly. And yeah, just 'cause like I feel like on social media and stuff, it's like just kind of like portrayed in a way that isn't really accurate. So anyway, I don't want all of my episodes to be sad, but I also want to be more transparent about like what the process is actually like. And I'm also assuming that like once I get past the first few months, like I'll start to be a lot happier, and like when I am traveling and stuff, like it'll actually feel like the best time in my life. And yeah, I just know eventually it will be that way, but like in the meantime, I want to be like honest about how things are going. And like it does like make me feel, I don't know what the word is, like embarrassed, I guess, when people text me and they're like, oh, I'm sorry, like you're struggling and whatever, like listen to the podcast. And it's like, I don't know, I don't want people to like think that I'm having a horrible time here. I'm not, like I'm happy about a lot of things, but it's like it's really hard at the same time. So anyway, sorry, that was a whole tangent. But the point is to say that I have been a little bit lonely and homesick and sad, but it is getting better, and I know it'll just keep getting better as time goes on. And it's only been a month, so plenty more time to have a great time here. Speaking of, like things getting better, I've started planning my East Coast trip that I'm gonna take in January or February, after I'm done being an au pair and after my parents come to visit. I'm gonna do an East Coast trip, and I started looking at like tours and stuff that you can do, group tours, because I feel like, I don't know, I'm kind of like weighing my options because I do want to do a group tour because, like, they plan everything for you. All you have to do is pay for it and show up. So it'd be nice to not have to, like, plan everything. And then also, like, I feel like when I'm planning everything, I kind of miss, like, the important or, like, good things because I don't know. I don't know how to plan it properly, you know? So I feel like a tour could be good, like, to make sure I hit all the, like, really, really good things. And I also think a tour would be good for like meeting people, and if I meet like cool people, I could like spend the whole month with them because it's like a month long trip up the whole East Coast. But the downsides are like if I really like a certain place, I'm only going to be there a few days. But on the other hand, I could always go back there. And The other bad thing is, like, if I don't connect with anyone on my tour, I'm gonna be with them for a whole month. So, I don't know. Let me know what you guys think I should do. I think it's like $2,500, I think. I'm like comparing the prices of a couple different ones, but one of the ones is put on by the same group that did like my first week in Sydney, and I really liked the tour guides and the experience was really good and everything, so I feel like I would trust that company. But it's like $2,500 for 36 days, all the accommodations included, some of the meals are included, all of the excursions and things are included, and there's like scuba diving and or not scuba diving, sorry, snorkeling in the Great Barrier Reef, and there's like four wheeling on like these sand dune thingies and a bunch of hikes and yeah, all the things. So yeah, I'm looking into that. Oh, another thing. Well, this doesn't really go with the loneliness, but I guess an update. I've been watching so much Love Island Australia, which I feel like is good because it's also kind of research at the same time because I'm learning about like Australian terms and stuff. But yeah, that's another thing I've been doing a lot. Just watching that before bed. But you know what? It keeps me entertained, and I feel like I'm getting so used to Australian accents now. It's so weird. Like, they just sound completely normal to me, and it's only been a month, so yeah, I don't know. It's crazy. Okay. That was the bulk of everything. Now we'll get into some random thoughts that I had. One is that my birthday is next week on Saturday. And I'm feeling really weird about my birthday this year. One, because I'm super far away from home. And two, I just feel like, I don't know, once you're in your 20s, like birthdays feel more daunting. I don't know, everyone can let me know if they agree. But like, 22 isn't that old, but I don't really feel 22 yet. And I feel like I just turned 21, but at the same time, like, I don't even know. I feel older than 22? I don't know. I don't really know how to feel. I don't know how to feel about my age. I think that's like the main thing, especially with like traveling and like meeting people of all different ages. Like, I can't really like seem to fit myself along the spectrum of like, and you know, everyone from like 19 to like 28 that I've met. Like, I don't know. I'm confused about my age, basically. And yeah, I have some plans for my birthday. Hopefully gonna hang out with Karina earlier in the day. We were gonna go whale watching, but I don't know if we're still gonna do that. But maybe we'll just go on a hike or something. And then I'm watching the AFL championships with my Aussie friends. And then one of my Aussie friends is having like a housewarming party because he's moving into a new place. So I'm going to that. So I have a little party. Won't be for my birthday, but I'll just pretend it's for me. And I bought myself a cute little outfit for my birthday today, so stay tuned for that. I'll post some pictures in it. But yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to hype myself up for this birthday, but also it feels just like weird and like, okay, well, this goes into the next thing. I have so much fall FOMO, and it's like, it's so confusing because I love summer and I love sunshine and it's like going back into summer here. But for some reason, like watching everyone and like all my podcasts that I listen to are talking about fall stuff and like my friends and things are posting about fall and I have so much FOMO because it's not the same season here. And also like it just feels weird that it's gonna be Halloween, but it's not like it's not fall here. And then like Christmas is in summertime. Like, I don't know. I just feel like I'm having FOMO because I love the holiday season, but it doesn't feel like it here because it's gonna be like spring and summer. So I'm just like really thrown off with that too. And then like anytime someone posts about fall stuff, I just get sad because I want to like experience the fall vibes with everyone, but it's like so not fall vibes here. So anyway, I've just been thinking about that a lot, and it's like annoying me because one of the reasons I was happy to come here is because I don't hate fall, but I hate winter. And I don't know, I'm just missing fall. So yeah, I don't know. I don't know how I can fix that. I don't know if I want to see more of it so I can live through you all at home, or if I don't want to see it because it makes me sad. So, I don't know. That's my little fall tangent. But I'm kind of hoping they do Halloween here. I guess we'll have to see. But that would be kind of fun. Okay. Switching gears to some dating, talk, I guess. Hopefully this is interesting to some of you. But I just have such a different attitude towards dating now that I've been single for a year. And, like, when I first became single, I was, like, putting so much pressure on myself on, like, I have to get back out there, and, like, I have to find out if boys still like me, and, like, all of my energy was kind of, like, I want them to like me, you know? And, I don't know. I guess that's normal, obviously, but at the same time, I just, like, wish I wasn't like that, because it's, like, I don't want to put that energy out there of, like, needing people to like me, because I already know that people do like me because I'm a nice person and whatever. But it's like I wasn't really thinking about if I liked them. And then, like, especially after hanging out with a boy, I'd be like, okay, well, nah, I don't like him. But so I don't know why I was, like, seeking that validation from him. But anyway, here the boys are D-heads. Sorry to say. The boys here are, at least the boys when going out, are not the best. So, I have such a different perspective now where I'm like, I need to find a boy that I like and that meets my standards. And, yeah, I'm just, like, I feel much more empowered, but also, like, the feminine rage is insane because I'm just, like, ready to fight at all times. Like, verbally or physically, because, you know, sometimes I'm alone in Sydney, and I just have to be ready to start a fight at any time, you know? But yeah, anyway, I've just changed my perspective a lot, and, like, talking to friends about dating and stuff, and, like, sometimes I feel like, ugh, I'm too picky, and, like, I can't find someone, and I don't know. Maybe sometimes I do judge too quickly, but also, like, I don't know, seeing other girls that I'm friends with, like, put out the energy that I used to be putting out, like, just makes me really not want to do that anymore. Like, just, like, for a guy that doesn't, like, know what he's doing with his life and, like, doesn't, whatever, like, you're, like, begging for this attention from him, like, it just makes me sad, and I've been there. But I just don't want to do that anymore. Like, I'd rather wait for someone who, like, lives up to my standards and is a genuinely good guy. And, yeah, I just, at this point, I'm like, I'd rather be single and not even going on dates or anything than, like, giving the time of day to men who don't deserve it. So, anyway, that's my kind of new vibe with dating. I was gonna say something else along those lines. Oh, I remembered what I was gonna say. I was on the train earlier, and these two boys, probably a little younger than me, maybe like 18, 19, were talking about this girl that one of them was talking to, and, he was like, yeah, she's good looking, but, like, she could put on a little weight, like, she's a little too skinny, if you know what I mean. And it just frustrates me because, one, women can never win, and two, men are so nitpicky. But, like, it just broke my heart thinking about, like, this girl is probably, like, waiting for him to text her back and, like, so, like, giddy and excited and, like, oh my gosh, like, this guy likes me and whatever. And then, like, he's just, like, saying these things about her with his friend on the train where, like, everyone can hear. And it's just, like, it just makes me sad because, I don't know. Just, like, you could, like, really like a guy and then, like, they're saying these things about you to their friends. And, like, maybe they don't even mean it. I feel like sometimes they just say things to, like, sound cool to their friends or whatever, but it's just like, I don't want to be with someone who says things about me to their friends, whether it's how they actually feel or to impress their friends or whatever. So anyway, I'm waiting on a good guy. Hopefully that works out for me sometime soon, but also if not, I'm happy by myself. So that's the tea on dating, everyone. Hope you enjoyed that little dating segment. I don't think we've had that yet. Oh, I will say, though, I think Hinge is a lot better in Australia, than at home. Tinder is about the same. I just match with a million people and neither of us text each other, ever. But Hinge is pretty decent. I haven't, like, gone on any dates yet, but, like, the chat's better. I did, like, start talking to this one guy and got his Instagram, and then his Instagram was, like, literally all pictures of himself, and he posted a reel that was, like, all pictures of himself, and I was like, okay, this is not it. So maybe that's me judging him too quickly based on his Instagram, but I feel like that was an accurate judgment. So okay, I have two random things that I wanted to talk about. The first one has to do with two letters in the alphabet. And I don't know if you guys know this from watching Love Island Australia or UK. I don't know if this is also a UK thing. But the letter H, they say H, and I cannot wrap my mind around that. Like, I was, like, trying to think of how you would spell H, like, maybe EH/CH, if that makes sense. But they say H, like, maybe H-E-Y, hey, and then C-H, H. Anyway, that's so weird to me. And then the letter Z, they say Z. And someone explained this one to me. So anyway, I just think that's insane. But it's, like, weird to me that, like, the same letters, like, you would say it differently in your head. And I watched a TikTok of this couple where the guy was American and the girl was Australian, and he made her sing the alphabet, and, like, hearing her say H and Z in the alphabet, like, she literally said A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, X, T, U, V, W, X, Y, and Z. That's what she said. So yeah, anyway, I thought that was crazy. Last thing that I keep forgetting to talk about on the podcast. No one in Australia knows the name Peyton. Peyton. Like, however you say it. Literally my own name, don't know how to say it. When I say my own name, I say Peyton. Like, I just kind of, like, it flows together, Peyton. And everyone's like, I thought you said pin, I thought you said ping, I thought you said whatever, something else starts with P. So I always have to say Peyton so that people can understand how it's spelled. And every time I say my name, they look at me and they go, oh, I've never heard that name before. And I'm like, I know, because apparently no one here knows that name. Apparently it's, like, literally just an American name. So if you knew that, let me know. If you're my parents, you gave me a very American name, apparently, and no one else in the world knows it. Even though I did look it up and it says it's Irish, so I don't really know, what to think about that, but yeah. Basically, no one here knows my name, so I have to repeat it 1,000 times and spell it and pronounce it weirdly so that people know what it is. Also, my new crush of the day. I swear I have a new one every day. There's a cute boy working on the house remodel for my host family. So hopefully I have to talk to him soon. But yeah, I think that's all my updates. My birthday's on Saturday, so that'll be fun. But yeah, otherwise just getting settled in. It's been really nice to have my own room, and yeah, I'm getting used to having more alone time and trying to manage that better, and gonna start going on more runs and stuff. And yeah, that's about it. I hope that was a good update for you guys. And yeah, let me know what you want to hear about next week. Otherwise, it'll just be an update and every other random thing that pops into my head. But I feel like the random things are the most fun. So anyway, I think that's all. So, oh, one more thing. We did hit 100 plays on the first episode. So I'm really excited about that. I know 100 doesn't seem like a lot to some people, but I literally thought only 10 people would ever listen to this podcast. So I think 100 is a huge milestone, and I'm really excited. So yeah, I might post something a little special to celebrate that. And yeah, you can DM me and let me know what you think I should post for that. Anything random you want to see. Okay, I think that's actually it. So I will see you guys next week. And as always, I will keep you posted. Love you guys.